Blog Talk Radio.
On another beautiful night in downtown Pacific Beach, this is Because Wrestling. And if you're wondering why we don't have music going, it's not working. So welcome to a live show. If you'd like to reach us or follow us, we are on Twitter because we are on Twitter Because Wrestling. And that's Because Wrestling 1. If you want to email me, becausewrestling8@gmail.com. And if you'd like to call in and you are accidentally listening live to us, the phone number is 319-527-6742. You know, when you write it down correctly, you can read it better. And when you can read it better, you can enunciate it better. This is our show. We do this every Wednesday night, generally after NXT and AEW's done, about a half an hour before that. And currently San Diego State's beating San Jose State. That's what I have on the TV in my place as I'm trying to multitask as I always am. And with that, on with the wrestling show. So, TNA Impact is having their, well, it's now Impact, but I remember when it was TNA and it was a Global Force. It's been everything. But they were having their pay-per-view this Saturday, No Surrender. Now, thoughts on TNA? They've been around a long time and basically been left for dead many times. But right now, they're the most interesting they've been since they were trying to hire all the old WWE guys. Don Callis has definitely done the job. I'll get him. Now, I hear his contract's up, so I don't know if he's going to be a roving free agent or he'll just work with Kenny Omega. But I'd love to see him stay with Impact because I think he's a brilliant mind and it's amazing what he's done. With that, they do have a pay-per-view this Saturday. And I just want to review two matches that are coming up. Tag team match is the Good Brothers versus Chris Sabin and James Storm versus AEW's Private Party. With Matt Hardy, you have to mention Matt Hardy, of course. Now, I can see Private Party pulling it off. Now, they are the heel going into the Impact. There's a lot of initials. Impact pay-per-view. But I can see them winning with some shenanigans, which would be interesting with AEW guys having a TNT. Why do I want to say TNT? A TNA Impact Global Force title. It'll be interesting to see what it looks like if they would win. The other match is interesting. Rick Swann is facing Tommy Dreamer. Tommy Dreamer has officially turned 50. How the man made 50 years old, I'll never know. For you younger wrestling fans, Tommy Dreamer, the innovator of violence, wrestled for ECW and was known for his hardcore matches. Seriously, how the man can move is amazing. But he's fighting for the title of versus Rick Swann. I like Rick Swann, but I think Rick Swann is definitely going to win this, I think. Definitely, whatever. But he's going to win this because they want to put more gold belts on Kenny Omega. I think Kenny Omega's first match title that he's going to go after will be Rick Swann. Now, I'm not sure what the next pay-per-view event for TNA is, Impact. I got to remember, just call it Impact. This is how old I am. Some of these initials get, hey, look, I was around when WWE was WWF or WWWF. That's how long I go back in some of this stuff. But I think they're saving the belt for Kenny Omega. And that might be interesting if they would put it, it won't be revolution. And I'm starting to wonder about my whole prediction about Hangman facing Kenny Omega in Vegas. Maybe that would be a Kenny Omega Rick Swan match for double gold. Anyways, that goes with that. Other bits of news, Terry Funk, Dustin Rose had tweeted out prayers for Terry Funk. He's in a lot of pain. I'm amazed. There's a man I'm amazed. He's 76. There's another wrestler that I'm amazed he's still alive. Love Terry Funk. Nice guy. Hardcore icon. Wrestler extraordinaire in his younger days. But he was with Tommy Dreamer in ECW. And how is he still walking? It's amazing. I understand he's in a lot of pain now, but some of these old timers do. Hopefully Terry Funk will pull through. Jim Cornette. I rarely talk about Jim Cornette. Now, my thoughts on Jim Cornette is he's a great storyteller and seen a lot of the business, but he can't handle anything modern. I actually mean that lovingly because I like Jim Cornette, but my God, man gets pissed off about the simplest stuff. He decided, I'll let you guys look it up because I'm going to try to keep this show as clean as possible. He got mad at a Japanese wrestler, and I'm going to butcher the name, Mietu. She's wrestling in the AWA. I said AWA. See, too many goddamn letters in my head. AEW. I remember when AWA was a thing. AEW. She posted some interesting pictures, and she has some interesting commentary about words she learns. She's the goddess of, what was it, love, and she posted a picture of her covered in, looked like chocolate, and Jim Cornette just can't handle anything like that. But go look at Twitter with Jim Cornette. That was my little news on that. And a little release news, Lars Sullivan, not a surprise, he was released with all the baggage he has seemed to carry the last few months, and it all seems to be self-inflicted. They always say, careful what you put on the internet because it might come back to haunt you. Definitely came back to haunt him, and he's paying for it now. Also, he seems to have some mental health issues which are not helping him at all. Hopefully gets his life straightened out. I liked him when I saw him in NXT. He was a perfect monster. But he just couldn't get his stuff together, and he was finally let go because I guess he started showing shows, which will definitely get you fired. The other one was Steven Cutler, better known originally as Forgotten Sons. He was fired or released. Seems like he got Vince McMahon, and this is the story I keep hearing, that Vince McMahon got mad if he caught COVID, which I don't know if you really have a choice on that. Yeah, COVID. Yes, it does exist still. You know, it's almost a year, if you think about it, before we tried to shut down the world. I won't have any opinion on that, but that's on that. And the Nia Jax whole thing. It's interesting what entertains the internet. It really is. When she hurt her hole on the apron, screaming that out, that has to be a work. That has to be planned. But it's, I guess WWE has edited it from their stuff, so it would be a great shirt, though, the whole shirt, anything like that. But if you get a chance to see that, I hope you have. It's entertaining as hell. The last bit of news before we get into the shows, WWE, I got that one right, Elimination Chamber is next. Not this Sunday. Excuse me. Sorry. I get talking too much. I start yawning. It's a thing. It makes no sense, but that's kind of my way of trying to slow myself down. Elimination Chamber is February 21st, so we will talk about that more next week. Now for the show tonight. First things first, we are going to talk, as you hear me rip my notes. I have a notepad that I just take notes. You should see this thing. It is hieroglyphics. Sometimes I can't even read my own writing, which is pretty terrible when you think about it. NXT was the first show I watched tonight, and I normally watch both back-to-back. One gets priority, and then the other one, then I'll watch the other one. So tonight I watch NXT, and they have TakeOver coming up. Now, for my money, TakeOver is the best pay-per-view series I have ever seen. It's a crime that we can't have fans there. In fact, last year in Portland was the last time an NXT TakeOver had fans. It is the best show. And the reason I like TakeOver is simple. It's short. It's not short in time because it'll go about a 3-hour. It'll be a 3-hour show. But they generally have limited matches, which means to me, you can put your best wrestlers out there. They have 5 matches going into this TakeOver. We'll talk about the show. It'll all bleed into each other as we review and talk about the show. But Vengeance Day, or for me, Single Appreciation Day, for Valentine's Day. It's a Sunday show. It should be about 3 hours. There's 5 matches on it, and we will get to them. You have Io Shirai, Toni Storm, and Mercedes Martinez in a 3-way for the NXT Women's title. This is legit. I love it. I'm not making my picks on this until Sunday, and I will tweet live as the show's going on. Feel free to follow me on that. I could make an argument for all 3 winning their match. All 3. It is a great talent, but if I had to lean somewhere, I think they might put the title on Toni Storm and move Io up to the main roster, maybe to tag with Asuka, or an Asuka match. That would be awesome. In the women's, another women's event, the Women's Dusty Classic, the first year they're doing this. Kai and Gonzalez are facing Blackheart and Moon for the Dusty Trophy Cup. That is a massive trophy, by the way. Thoughts on that match? I think it's going to be good. Gonzalez seems to summon. They're about to start pushing. I think Dakota Kai... if I called her that way, I would pronounce it better. Dakota Kai and Gonzalez are going to win the match. By the way, Ember Moon, and we'll review the card in a little bit, how they all got here. She might have my favorite finisher going right now with the Eclipse. It is an awesome move. The men's, we have 2 traditional, typical tag teams. You have MSK, which I don't know what that means yet. These is the group, 2 of them, the former Rascals from Impact. See, I said that right. And versus the Grizzled Young Veterans. 2 classic. That's another match. I like this card because I'm really not sure. I can see all these matches going either way. But that's a good, I like it because it's traditional tag teams. Teams that have been together, not teams that were thrown together. Like Killer with Tommaso Ciampa and Thatcher tournaments. A little worried they were going to make the finals, but they didn't. A little bit of tea always helps the language continue. Your main event, I'm talking the 4th one, this right here. But your main event is Finn Balor versus Pete Dunne. This is a match I would love to have seen in a UK takeover, because the crowd would be perfect. I still believe before the pandemic, the UK takeover, Finn Balor was going to face Walter for the UK NXT title in Ireland, for God's sakes. That would have been an awesome show. But this match will be off the charts. I don't think they'll put it on Dunn, but I can see it going either way also. That's what I love about this card. And the final card, this is interesting. There was a tweet by Austin Theory during the day. Oh, and that Johnny Gargano hurt himself. He came out today on the show, acted like he had a broken arm. He couldn't face Kushida. And then the normal pranking, Kushida grabbed the belt, trying to show the broken arm, the match is on. Thank God. Of all these matches, Kushida, Johnny Gargano, that's my favorite match of the entire takeover. This whole card is so tasty. And I'm, like I said, I'm not making my picks until Sunday, because I could see this card going either way. All of them. I could get them all right, and I can get them all wrong. If you ever seen my NFL picks, I normally get them all wrong. But that's the takeover review. A little notes from the show itself. MSK beat Phantasma. I can't enunciate anything in Spanish. That's how they ended up moving along. That was the semifinals for the Dusty Cup. You have a great match, by the way. Great two athletic teams, almost borderline both luchadors. Lee, Zaya Lee, came out in her gimmick. By the way, great entrance and that whole thing. Almost rivals the Killer of the Cross in his way he comes out. But great gimmick. I would love to see how some of these, that's the problem with these not full stadiums, or full stadiums, these stands. You can't get an idea what the crowd would do. Like crosses, how that would play for a full stadium when, and Fallen Prey videos and TikTok. Oh my God, that would be awesome. But anyways, she came out as her manager, Carter, and Casey tried to talk to her about what happened to her, why she's been acting so weird. Then she had beating up both her manager, Mei Li. Well, that's what they're calling her, basically ordered to beat both up. It's interesting how they're going with her, but she just looks badass. And I know if you've ever seen her work out, she looks badass anyways. But a great little storyline brewing from that. We already talked about Gargano. You had Kushida versus Austin Theory. Loomis did get involved, because that's eventually going to be a storyline with Austin Theory and Loomis, because he's basically stalking him. If you watch the match, you'll enjoy that. It's another good one. We had the, where am I forgetting over here? Grimes had an interesting promo. We made money from a GameStop. Of course, that happened a couple weeks ago. Kind of weird. I'm not sure where they're going with him. I do like Cameron Grimes. I will say that. Straight to the Moon and all that good stuff. But I'm not quite sure where they're going to go with this storyline. Imperium did a nice little promo. I don't think Walter's coming over, and I know Walter really doesn't want to be wrestling generally in the U.S., even though I think he would be a star if he was on the NXT show. He's still wrestling and beating the absolute crap out of people NXT UK. Someone had the best quote about Walter. He looks like a businessman who went nuts, tore all his clothes off, and went out in the parking lot to fight all the cars. But Imperium looks like they're going to give him a push coming up soon. And Larry said the main event, which was the grizzled young veterans versus Thatcher and Ciampa. Great match there. Veterans won. That's why it sets up perfectly for the NXT. Dusty Cup, two classic tag teams. Cross and Santos will be facing for the cruiserweight. Neither of them look like they're cruiserweights. It's almost becoming more like an intercontinental title on WWE. I'm not complaining. I think it's going to be an awesome match. It's next Wednesday. You know, Santos sent him out to get beat up, and his two cronies got destroyed by Cross, TikTok, and all that good stuff. And that's that little topic. Now, for AEW, not AWA. So, we'll get in my head quickly. Tea's getting cold. The next pay-per-view for AWA is Revolution. They do have the Wrestler Eliminator Tournament, which is you can go online and look at the brackets, but it's the winner will face the AWA champion, Kushida. I believe they said the Revolution. Now, it's interesting, half the bracket's in Japan, and that's going to be Monday. The first round is Monday on AEW YouTube. It'll be interesting to see how they broadcast that. It's going to be on YouTube. It's going to be fun to watch. A bunch of good legends, good up-and-coming Japanese wrestlers. I can't even handicap it because I don't know enough about these wrestlers, but it should be an entertaining card. The other one, this is going to be interesting, and I think this is going to be in New Japan Strong, which is based in the LA Dojo. Kenta versus Moxley for the U.S. I'm just going to say New Japan. I crack myself up sometimes. For the U.S. New Japan heavyweight title. And Kenta was there. We'll talk about the main event. I will talk about the main event right now. No surprise entrance, but I was watching the show. It was not live, which was not surprising, but it looked like when the match was going on, they ended up, this is Moxley and Lance versus Kenta and Kenny in that false count anywhere. They were in the kitchen fighting, and you looked at the clock, and it said 1:15. So that's a hell of a way to wrestle, late night to wrestle a damn match, because you could tell there was no crowd there, so they obviously taped this from last week. I love live shows. I understand why they're doing these two-week blocks at a time. Completely understandable. But it was just interesting to notice that. Great match, no surprise run-ins. Good Brothers got involved. I'm finding it interesting that nobody yet has tried to act like this is an invasion from TNA or Pan. It's been interesting on that hold-off. But anyways, I digress. Kenta and Kenny Omega won. Lance looked awesome. I thought he was the best one in the entire match. That was a great card. Couple other notes, because we're starting to run down on time here. You had Lee Johnson win his first match, tagging with Cody versus Peter Avalon and his new twin. I couldn't remember the guy's name. But his twin, he was 0-29, which I was unaware of, before he got his first win. Joey Janela versus Darby Allin. a good match. I wrote, please don't die, thinking it would be one of their typical absolute brutal matches. It was not. It was pretty much a straight wrestling match. Both of them are great wrestlers. They just had no weapons. I mean, there was a little bit of shenanigans with the Darby's chain around his neck. But other than that, it was a straight-up good wrestling match. Very much enjoyed that Darby did win and then got dragged around the parking lot. And now, the big story of the night is Inner Circle with Sammy Guevara leaving the Inner Circle. MJF has basically replaced him. And I'm hoping Sammy, I love Sammy. I think he's talented. Him and MJF got some great matches eventually to come. When that's going to take place, not quite sure. He quit in the middle of the ring after MJF tried to record him in the locker room. He quit. I love how he pulled it off. It's going to be interesting. The Young Bucks and the Good Brothers had a little bit of a promo. I enjoy their stuff. I think the Good Brothers are out of control. Those guys are funny as hell. And you watch them and they're basically almost not edited. They have to edit them best they can, but they're crazy. They interfered in the tag team battle royal. The Young Bucks weren't happy with them because they wanted to face the Good Brothers. But they are facing the Inner Circle, Ortiz and his boy. Next week, the Young Bucks are. I don't know if the Good Brothers will get involved in that. Hangman is now signed with Matt Hardy, even though I think his heart still belongs to the Dark Order. We'll see where that goes. I've always enjoyed the Dark Order because they're silly on the BTE show, but they're not as silly. Well, that sounded good. My refrigerator made an odd noise. Anyways, not as silly when they're doing their stuff on AEW Dynamite. I'll be interesting if they will eventually have a leader in the group. I'm not sure where that's going to go on that. But let's see here. Anything else to make notes? Pac looked awesome against the Hollywood Hunk. So with that, we are going to almost end the show. Before I go, I did have a couple of ideas for some super bouts with AEW and New Japan. The one I kind of like that I really like Jay White and MJF. Two heels. I think that would be awesome. The other one, of course, Cody and Okada, which Okada is my favorite wrestler, probably the best wrestler I've ever seen. Kenny versus Ibushi. That would be another title for title. That would be a Tokyo Dome match, though. Sell out any arena in the world. But I'm going to end it on this. Remember, we are next week on the same time at 9 o'clock San Diego time or Pacific Beach, wherever you are located. Twitter, you can follow us on Because Wrestling. Gmail, on email, you can follow us. You can email me at becausewrestling8@gmail.com. This is David Chamberlain. We are done with the show. Nice talking with you all. Sorry, no music. I'll see you next week.